You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
8 minutes to play. We'll move to the fourth quarter. Lady Bombers have looked good tonight. They lead it 42-22 over Morrilton. Mountain Home basketball. Get the fourth quarter underway. Here's Pfeiffer working right side. The three is good. 7 3-pointers for Pfeiffer on the night. 45-22. Mountain Home leads it. Hilton out top now for Morrilton. Right on the right elbow. Puts it on the floor, spins, leans in, and that was an NBA layup. Good grief, she cut about 3.5 steps. Right with 5 points on the night. And the ball knocked away, and a foul against Mountain Home as they have trouble with the pressure. Foul is going to be on Tabor. That's going to be her second team foul, number three. Third turnover by Mountain Home. Husky comes out. Martin checks in here for the Lady Bombers with 7:14 left in the third. Mountain Home a 21-point lead, 7:12 left in the ballgame. Left side top of the key, Templeton drives, misses, rebound Foreman underneath for Mountain Home. Foreman's eighth rebound. Up ahead it goes to Walker on the left side. Walker's going to hold it out top. Coach Del Leonard calls Hannah Pfeiffer over to talk to her a little bit. So Walker just stands there and holds it until the defense gets close enough. Now they'll get the offense going. 6:36 left in this ball game. Martin drives, and she's going to be fouled. The foul against Marlton's on Z Wright. That's her fourth, team sixth. At the free throw line, Emma Martin for Mountain Home looking for her first points of the night. First free throw is good. One more free throw here for the sophomore, and it's good. 47-24, Mountain Home, 6:27 to play. Templeton in the left corner. They'll bring it out top to Hilton between the circles. Kemp left baseline driving into the paint. It's got to be an offensive foul, and it is. Emma Martin takes the charge. The foul on Templeton, her first. Seventh team foul against Marlton and their ninth turnover. Pressure by Marlton in the backcourts. Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. 6:05 left. Lady Bombers lead at 47-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Lady Bombers with the ball. Martin drives along the baseline. Her pass is deflected, picked up by Foreman. Now Pfeiffer has it on the left side with 5:44 to play. Pfeiffer crossover dribble. Morrilton doing a better job on her this trip. Here's Emma Martin, open right side. The three is good. Emma Martin with the three-pointer. Walker's hit a couple. Now Martin has one, and of course Pfeiffer has seven tonight. 10 three-pointers for Mountain Home. 60% of their points have come from beyond the arc. 50-24, Mountain Home. Out top, Wright hits a three. Z Wright with 8 points. Mountain Home against the pressure. Walker fouled to the backcourt. Z Wright just fouled out of the ballgame. That's her fifth, eighth team foul. She'll come out and Kortzmeyer will check in. Riley Walker to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Walker 2 of 2 from the line so far this evening. First free throw is missed. Rebound to the Lady Devil Dogs. Jackson has it. Long outlet to Hilton. Cross-court pass. Kemp lost the basketball. Lost it between her legs and picked up by Walker. 4:42 to play. Walker to Martin across the timeline. Now to Pfeiffer. 4.5 minutes to play. Mountain Home with a 23-point lead. Here's Martin driving baseline. The shot, no, but there's a foul, and she'll head to the free throw line. Fouls on Tamia Templeton, her second, ninth team foul against Morrilton. At the free throw line now is Emma Martin. Emma with 5 points all in this fourth quarter. 2 of 2 from the line. She shoots two here. The first one is missed. Husky and Penn in for Mountain Home. Foreman and Walker come out. Williams will check in for the Lady Devil Dogs. Another free throw for Martin. And it is good. 51-27. Mountain Home leads it with 4:20 left in the contest. Working on the left elbow, Kortzmeyer. Out top, it's Williams. Dumps it along the baseline to Hilton. In the paint to Jackson. Spins, 10-footer off the mark. Rebound, Emma Martin for Mountain Home. That's her second. She'll dribble through a double team into the front court. Mountain Home with numbers. Martin to the corner. Pfeiffer a three. Yes! 8 three-pointers on the night for Hannah Pfeiffer. 54-27. Mountain Home doubling up for Lady Devil Dogs. Out top now. A steal by Martin. 11 turnovers by Morrilton. Martin dribbling through defenders into the front court. Pass deflected out of bounds. Mountain Home will have it under their basket with 3:27 left to play. Lady Bombers will inbound left baseline under their baskets. Comes into Penn. 8-footer, no. Rebound is loose. Husky comes up with it. Falls down, keeps the dribble. Great job by Peyton Husky, and the crowd appreciates it. Right side, got away with a little push off, Husky did. Now she picks up the dribble, gets in trouble, and a timeout called by Mountain Home to keep the possession. We'll break, 3:05 left to play. Mountain Home up 54-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more,
Contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Fifty-four, 27. Mountain Home leads it with 3:05 left in the ball game. Freddie Bomber is getting a couple of new faces in the ball game. Leah Jackson, the 5 foot sophomore, is in. Effie Hardy, the 5'11 senior, on the floor for Mountain Home. Penn has it out top. Left wing now. This is Husky. Pfeiffer is out of the game. In fact, the only starter on the floor right now is Husky. She is tied up, and the arrow pointing towards Morrilton. A turnover by Mountain Home. Abby Martin, the 5'7 sophomore, in for Mountain Home. Husky will come out. So all the starters are done for the night for Mountain Home. Madeline Collins not here tonight. She is homesick, and wish her a speedy recovery. Hopefully she'll be good to go for Tuesday night's trip down to BB. Here's Templeton along the baseline, driving and scoring for the Lady Devil Dogs. Seven on the night for Templeton. 2:28 to go. Lady Bombers having trouble in the backcourt against the press. They'll turn it over. A layup and a foul against Mountain Home. A chance for a three-point play. Fouls on Abby Martin, her first, team's fourth. And it's Hilton at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play. Free throw is missed. Martin the rebound for Mountain Home, and the starter is getting ready to check back in now for the Lady Bombers. Hardy into the front court for Mountain Home. Gives it up to Emma Martin, now top. You got to protect your 10-point differential as far as tiebreaker points concerned for the district. Still 2 minutes left. Now some of the starters may not check in. Here's a turnover by Mountain Home. Emma Martin will stay in. Tabor, Pfeiffer, Walker, Foreman back in for Mountain Home. It's a 23-point lead with 1:53 to play. Now Morrilton's going to sub out. They've got four at the scorer's table ready to check in. Baseline jumper by Templeton will not go. And it's Foreman with the rebound. Her ninth board to go with 8 points tonight. Emma Martin picks up the dribble in the backcourt, gets in trouble. It's out of bounds off Morrilton. She throws it off the leg of the defender. Now the starters come back out from Mountain Home. Hannah Pfeiffer, 8 3-pointers tonight. She had 2 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. 8 3-pointers tonight and finishes with 24 points. Go, 1:24 to play. Lady Bombers will pick up their 8th victory of the season. They're also going to snap on it. I guess a 4-game losing streak, isn't it? Baseline jumper missed. Abby Martin with the rebound. The ball taken away from her from behind. At the other end, the layup is going to be missed. Rebound to Mountain Home. Emma, a double dribble to the backcourt. Got both hands on the basketball, and it's the 8th turnover of the night by Mountain Home. Fifty-four seconds left. Lady Bombers get that first district win here tonight. The shot of the paint that's going to rattle around. It won't go. Rebound. Kyra pinned underneath for Mountain Home. That's her second. Lady Bombers have done a good job on the boards tonight. Leah Jackson up ahead for Mountain Home. Drives in. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Penn. 14-footer. Won't go. Hardy, the rebound underneath. Boy, she battles hard for it. Misses the shot. And then a foul underneath. Fouls on Jackson, her first, team's fifth. I'll tell you what, I have so much respect for Effie Hardy. Senior, doesn't get to play a whole lot, stays in the program, works hard every day in practice, and she get a chance to get some minutes here tonight. And I'll tell you what, she battled hard to get that last rebound. She loves the game, loves her teammates, and even though she doesn't get on the floor a whole lot, she is still working 100% all the time, and that is great to see. Time has run out, and the Lady Bombers have picked up a 23-point victory tonight over Morrilton, 54-31. We'll take a break, begin the postgame here in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the RBS Bank postgame show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.